Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
State Senator Scott Wiener is reportedly preparing to challenge Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi to represent San Francisco in Congress. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil, good morning. Scott Wiener had earlier said that he was going to wait until Nancy Pelosi decided on her future before he decided on his, but it looks like he's changing his mind.
Well, times have changed. There was a poll recently taken, a couple of polls, actually, in Nancy Pelosi's district, which she has represented for over, 35 years. And it shows that the 84-year-old congresswoman is possibly vulnerable. Now, I'm not saying, what we've got is a poll that says that half the people in her district say that they support her, but they think it's possibly time for a change. One third said they support her and they would vote for her, and the others are undecided. Now, there's a certain amount of Republicans there, so you knock that out. But it shows that she could be falling the fate of other Democrats that have been around a long time. The district has changed a bit. She's changed. Times have changed. There's a call for younger people to get out there. And one of those who's gotten out there already is a guy by the name of Chakrabarty. And now he is the former chief of staff for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the progressive lefty in New York, high profile. He's also got money, so he could present a progressive challenge to her. If he's in the race and she's in the race, you got a race. And then Scott Wiener would be on the sidelines. Added to this is the question of this former Speaker Pelosi's health. Can she stay? Will she be in the race? Could something happen? If something happened and she were to not wind up being in the race or having to drop out, Scott Wiener would be on the sidelines, and he doesn't want to be there. So he has little choice but to get in if he wants to try to keep going.
Less than a minute left. Nancy Pelosi has not publicly announced her plans. Do you think she will run again?
As all indications we have right now were that she was going to run. We'll have to see how it goes if the race gets crowded. She is an icon nationally. She is very well respected. She is very well liked. But cities change, and there's a lot of younger voters out there that are looking for somebody new. So it's a wide open field. Up till now, it's always been thought that she would run or her daughter would run. We'll see. Politics are more fluid than we've ever seen, and this is the latest ripple. It's not entirely unexpected, but it's certainly could turn this race, which was usually a walk in the park for the former speaker, into something that's washed nationally and all across the globe, as a matter of fact.
All right, Phil, thank you. KCBS insider Phil Mateer joins us weekdays at 7:50 and 5:50 p.m.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.